You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau. To kick off the new year, we are starting something new every week. We are going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. So sit back, kids. This is going to be a wild ride. 1971 was quite a year for music and pop culture. Did you know that on November 24th, 1971, an unidentified man hijacked a plane in the Northwest United States, obtained $200,000 in ransom money, and parachuted into the night, never to be heard of again? That would have been D.B. Cooper. Charles Manson, who did not audition for the Monkees, and three of his followers were convicted of killing Sharon Tate and six others in 1969. Here's some quotes. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm Insurance. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R. In 1971, Ozzy and the Boys ruled the roost. Just like in 1970 with Paranoid, which most will recognize as their baptismal into metal. By 1971, they were the masters of reality, literally. Black Sabbath's master of reality. All right now, won't you listen? There's not much 1971 metal to choose from. But it didn't matter, as nothing stood a chance at topping Master of Reality anyway. Tony Iommi took his riffing brawn to new depths, tuning down to C sharp, giving songs like chugging Children of the Grave and the lurching churn of Into the Void a considerable boost, threatening to Religion, After Forever, and Red-Eyed Sweet Leaf, Black Sabbath exemplified rock and roll's perceived dangers with a crushing new sound they owned exclusive rights to. So guys, what do you think? Do you think you will like this series? Let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. And do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch for your podcast feed on Mondays as we will do the same format for the top rock albums too. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau for First Paw Media. See you next time.